Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Well, good morning. I've been studying all week. I actually studied the last 2 weeks about some of the history that the church has gone through. It's on my mind. I appreciate the prayer very much, because that's been partly on my mind, is the liberties that we have in this country that the first Bill of Rights was given to this country. We're able to worship freely without being harassed in our churches. And that is a great blessing, because I keep looking at other denominations of long ago, and when they ruled their churches, they ruled with a sword. Well, we know better than that. If you have to force somebody to believe something, that doesn't work too well, in my opinion. Something in your mind, I'll say, well, wait a minute, something's wrong with this. But Jesus was even told folks to pay attention. Don't be fooled by the, as he put it, the leaven of the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. I'm over in Matthew 15 and 16, where it talked about, 16:11 says, how is it that you do not understand? I spake it and not unto you concerning the bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Also back over in 15:9 says, but in vain do they worship my teaching, for doctrines, the commandments of men. He was talking about what the Pharisees was putting out. Well, we're still dealing with that today.
Yes.
Pharisees, best I can understand and study, got into the absolutism of what God preordained the people. Yes, the Bible plainly teaches that. Christ teaches that. He was given a people. But they also went to the point where God even preordained everything that happens to man was preordained by God's will there. Well, when you start following that, you're going to follow that all the way back toward the point where God is the author of sin. And we won't have that.
No.
The Bible doesn't teach that. Man brought sin into the world by following Satan, following man's own free will, and that caused us to fall from grace. Sorry, Romans chapter 5 talks about it. Wherefore, 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. See, man did it. And death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now that word, little all right there, is a beautiful, beautiful word. Yes, we all sinned.
Right.
All mankind sinned through the representation through Adam.
Right.
But I also find the word all, which is very precious to us, in St. John chapter 6. Yeah. 6:39. This is the Father's will which he has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. What all is he talking about there? Now, all men did sin, yes, but there was a people that God gave Jesus Christ to take care of. All those will be housed in heaven, immortal glory. Why? Because of the finished work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. That is predestined right there, that all those that the Father gave him, not a one shall be lost.
Right.
And that's what we hold to of the predestination part. But the all sin, that all have sinned, God didn't predestinate that. Man did that.
Right.
God left them alone where they were. We find also, I know I'm bouncing a good bit, but this is just a little bit on my mind this morning. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations.
Right.
And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. I find over in chapter, and St. John, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. He knows who they are, Brother Vaughn, because the Father gave them to him. He knows exactly who all they are, and he bled and died for all those that the Father gave him. But the goats, he left them where they were. We don't understand. Now, those thoughts are far and beyond us. Why did God allow that? God suffered it. That's all I can tell you.
Right, right, right.
God has a reason. We don't need to question that reason. We need to be thanking Him for His mercy, for selecting all those that He gave to Jesus Christ to take care of. And they'll be housed in heaven and immortal glory regardless of what they do in this world. But what we do in this world causes us to lose the joy. Causes us to lose the joy of that knowledge.
Amen.
We're born again by God's grace, by God's mercy. But if you disobey His word and start renouncing that He's not my Father, ignoring Him, you're going to take stripes.
Right.
You're going to be disciplined. You're going to lose the joy of that knowledge. But our first nature, being represented by Adam, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
So rightly dividing that and trying to preach that and teach that, that's what keeps us separated from the world, Brother Vaughn. Right. That's who the other factions, I'll use that word, of the world, I'll just go on and call names. The Catholics, and even the Protestants, mm-hmm. and even some of the old people that were named under the word Baptist have persecuted the anti-Baptists
right.
of the world. That we're separate. We don't care for their mess. We're not going to force them by sword to believe what we believe, but we try to show them in the Scriptures by rightly dividing the word of truth that they may see it and that they've been born again. It makes sense to them, and there it is. They understand it. But if they ignore it and then push it away, trying to deny God, then they're coming to a point where they become ignorant of God's truth. Let's see, where I want to go. 1 John chapter 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God
right.
hath the witness in himself. I can't give that to you, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
God's got to give that to you. You see who Jesus Christ is. You see that He is the Son of God. He has to witness in himself that he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, and because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. That's what the whole Bible's about.
Right. Amen.
That's what church is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's to try to understand what God has done for His people. He has manifested Himself to them, and we are to obey His word and law and to praise God for us. So we come out here this morning. Man, I asked this morning, what are we coming over here? I said, to praise God with these people.
Right.
To worship God with these people.
Amen.
Why am I not some big old church down in downtown Birmingham? Because I don't feel like they're preaching the truth, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
They want to preach man's ways. The commandments of men. Let me get that wording correctly like I want. They do that. But in vain they do worship me, teaching the doctrines of the commandments of men.
Right.
You got to do something. Therefore, when I've got to do something, that becomes a law.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start looking at law, something I got to do. Look, I find in Scripture, all those the Father gave Him will be housed in heaven and immortal glory because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. I don't have to do anything to be part of the Heavenly Father's family. It's been given to us by God's grace and God's mercy.
Right.
Now, I have to obey the Word to enjoy the pleasures of it. I have to obey the Word to manifest who Jesus Christ is in my life, and people can see it, and my light shine, that they may see
right.
the Scriptures better.
Right.
Yeah, I have to do now. That work I have to do. That's the working out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
See that? If you study that word just a little close, work out your own salvation. There's a salvation there for us. It's to be worked out. It's a salvation that's already been done for us.
Right.
Rightly dividing it and trying to understand it. That has to come from God's blessing us to understand it. I didn't say they weren't children of God among the other people. Yes, there are many of them among them. Many, because they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But
right.
they thought they had something to do with it. Bless their heart. They still are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we love them. I got family members in among them. And they're good God-fearing people. They love the Lord, they try to do right. But they think they're the ones that made themselves a child of God. I don't find that in Scripture, because I find we're all sin and come short of the glory of God. My natural man cares nothing about God. If I have a reason to want to believe who Jesus Christ is and want to believe God, I'm already a child of God. I've already been born again.
Right.
It makes it. I realize the devil and his angels, they fear one God, but they don't love Jesus.
Right.
They have no love for Him. They know about Him, but they don't have a love for the brother. They don't have a love to serve God.
These are the things that separate us as a church from the rest of the world. We don't go for all the things. We want to go what Jesus Christ has taught us.
Right.
Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. It's by His grace, by His mercy. Not what we did. I know what I did. I know what y'all did too. Y'all are sinners. Mm-hmm. And you've come short of it. But all glory that we try to give glory to is giving it back to Jesus Christ, giving it back to God, thanking Him for His Son, thanking God for making us, born us again into an inheritance that cannot be taken away, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
Housed in heaven, immortal glory, and one sweet day. We look forward to being there.
Right.
By God's mercy, God's grace, God's omnipotent power. His thoughts are above our thoughts. But He manifested to us and gave us this word, this truth right here in these scriptures right here. Yes, our people have been persecuted and we'll always be here.
Yes.
Some of it. Now, go back and read the scriptures. You'll find out they're under Waldens and Lawlers and Anabaptists. There are many other names. But we all preach the same gospel truth,
right,
that all honor and glory belongs to Jesus Christ and not to man.
Right.
All honor belongs to God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who came and bled and died for a people that He gave Him before the foundation of the world. There's a predestination there. But the acts of man falls upon the acts of man.
Right.
And God is not happy with it. Why did you think He had to turn? He when Jesus was on the cross and all that sin was upon Him, He took it upon Him. God didn't look at Him. God will not look at sin.
Right.
Turned away. That was that darkest hour. Mm. He done it for me and you. It's personal. You know, they talk about a personal Christ, personal Savior. He is personal.
Right.
I know what I've done, and I'm ashamed of it.
Yes.
I deserve death. I deserve death. You deserve death. But
yes,
praise be unto God, He sent His Son to pay the debt that I may live in heaven and immortal glory because of what Jesus Christ has done.
Yes.
Give Him the praise. Think about what He's done for us. Thank God for this country we call America that God has granted us.
Right.
The liberties to worship God in spirit and truth freely. Not away from Him, but how does the First Amendment go? They have freedom of religion.
Yes.
Not freedom from religion, but
right,
freedom of religion. We can worship Him like we're supposed to, and it pleases God. This nation is still together. Maybe just because a few of us.
Right.
Think about Sodom and Gomorrah. I've thought about that a lot of times. If He could have found just 10, He would have spared that city.
Right.
But He didn't.
Amen.
He may be sparing the United States of America because what few of us give God the true praise. Not that we're any better than anybody else. No, don't get that in your head. I'm better than anybody else. No. God has been merciful to us. And I want to worship Him correctly. Because I find in scriptures He'll come in our midst when we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Right.
That truth part right there, that's the reason I'm staying with the old Baptist, old Primitive Baptist. But we may change our name one day. As long as we're worshiping God correctly,
right,
the best we understand, what thus saith the scripture, thus saith the word of God, I want to be there among those people.
Right.
So our children may hear the truth. They might not understand it, but if they study the Word, they'll start. I challenge people at work, the people I come about. Challenge them. Ask what the preacher's preaching. If you can't go back home and take the scriptures and find more witnesses, you better think about what they're preaching, what they're putting
out.
Yes,
exactly.
You've got a brain, use it. Think about it. Study it. Because the Bible is right.
Yes.
This is right. All men are liars. You ought to be able to find what he's preaching out of the stand. You ought to be able to find some evidence of it further in the scriptures, and it makes sense to you.
Yes.
And if it doesn't make sense and you don't find more witness on it, you need to re-question it. What does he preaching out? What do you believe?
Right.
What do you believe? What makes you where you can lay down at night and rest? You know the truth. You depend upon Him. You depend upon Him for every breath you have. Praise be unto Him for His Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I hope I said something to you, get you thinking about and praising more to God for His liberties He has given this country. And show our people, show our young people,
yes,
our people we're around. When they start all this other stuff in the church stuff, Ask them about what you're going to do with certain pieces of the Bible and read it to them. Show it to them. What are you going to do with Ephesians 1:4? A predestination, you know, that there's no personal predestination Bible. Yes, there is.
Yes.
What are you going to do with that? He gave a people. John 6, that's when you need to know your scripture, that you need to know where it is and say, okay, explain this and I hear to me. There's a bunch of, and then let them think on it. Don't argue with them. No, don't argue with them. You'll fuss and you'll turn them away. I've done that. But if you can show them what the scripture is and say, look, here it is. And you go home, you study. This is the way this is what the Bible says. Let the Bible speak for itself. It's simple. A simple man can understand it. Apply it. I hope it's helped y'all a little bit, but let's not get caught up in the world of, as he put it, the teachings for the doctrines, the commandments of men. That's what we fight against even today. We're still fighting against the commandments of men.
Yes.
That's the reason we need to study our scripture and study our word. And when we see it and understand it and have witnesses in throughout the scriptures, it makes sense. We need to give God the praise because God manifesting it to you, and he'll give you more and more of it. I hope I said something to you that'll help you and get you excited.
Right.
Thanking God. Thank God for America and the blessings that he has given this country.